So, okay, so we had the Chazaka Ina D'Maamin Atzma Mamono, and I wanted to start with the Shita of the Rambam. So, appropriately, I did not bring my Rambam, but I'll read it off of the Evan Ozel. You check in the Rambam, I'll read it from the Evan Ozel's heading. You tell me if I'm deviating from the text in any way. Okay, so we're in Test in Hilchus Geneva. Test in Hilchus Geneva. If you have the Evan Ozel, read it off the heading there. Okay. Umipnei ma hitira Torah domo shel ganav. Why did the Torah permit someone to kill the ganav, basically? Afal pisha ba'al iske mamon. He's not coming to kill you, he's coming to steal from you. Lefisha chezkaso shim amad balabayas lefanav umono yehargenu. Because the chazaka is that if the balabayas tries to stop him, then the ganav will kill him. Vinimtsa ze hanichnas lebeis chaveru lignov kirodif achar chaveru lehargo. So memele, this guy becomes a rodef. Ulefichach yeharig bein shuhu gadol, bein shuhu katan, bein zachar, bein nekeva. Man, woman, child, doesn't matter. If you have a rodef, we kill him, right? That's going to be a machlokus in the Gemara on Ayin Beis and Beis. If you have a katan or rodef, do you kill him? So we paskin that, yes, you kill a katan or rodef.
Yeah. Katan isn't able to kill.
Oh, of course. No, it means katan or rodif. Listen, anybody could pull the trigger on a gun.
Also, part of the issue also here is that the person's tunneling in. Like you said, the heter is given for the baal bayit just to, you know, preempt the ganav and to go and kill him, right?
Right.
So he's going to start checking, are you somebody, are you a katan, are you this, are you that? If we're saying...
No, the case of katan or rodif is it's very clear. It's a long foot race. It's been going on for an hour.
No, not a
you know.
Let's say
Bamachteris. Yeah.
So when the ganav comes in, he's going to start checking his yichas. He's going to start checking if it's.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. No, this is all these cases are talking about cases where you see and you understand. Obviously, if you don't know, so we're told here misafik, you know that you have the right to kill him. Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says one case is stam suffik, you don't have the right. One case is stam suffik, you do have the right. It says a zorcha shemesh alav, right? If it's clear to you, then you may or may not, depending on the circumstances. But if it's lo zorcha shemesh alav, lo zorcha shemesh alav basically means you don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's shoot first, ask questions later, right? So here, what's interesting about this Rambam? What does the Rambam do that's a little bit different than the Gemara? What? Now, what does the Rambam do that's different than the Gemara, guys?
Even though it's coming from money and not...
He says a Rishus, that's true, but that's not for now. He says it's Kirodef, that's also true, but he skips something that's very important to us. No, that we know. That we know. That's Ganef is not a Rotzeach, that we understand. No, that's okay. He mentions it elsewhere. But, guys, what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, my time at the Rotzeach, the Machteres, sorry, Chazaka ina namamin atzma mamono. What does the Rambam say? Leficha chezkas oshim omad balabayis lefanav umoneo yahargen. He skips the first step of the Chazaka. He doesn't say the chazaka is in an amamanat swamon. If I would have stopped you on the street and I say, what is the chazaka that gives us the svara for bab machteris? So, I don't know, what would you have answered? What's the chazaka?
Since the person would defend his money, so then the guy would kill him.
I would have even gone that far. I just would have said, the chazaka is in an amamanat swamon. People defend their money. And the rest flows from that. But the Rambam leaves out that line. The Rambam he starts from part two of the Chazaka. Right? This guy is the Ganav's going to say, if he comes over to me and tries to stop me, I'll kill him. That's where the Rambam starts. Really? I was not understanding that at all. Meaning, none of the Mefarshim that we read yesterday, Rashi, the Adramah, the Ran, they definitely don't do that. Right? Meaning, according to the Adramah and the Ran, for sure, they were saying the whole ball only gets rolling because chazaka in an amamanat swamono means that it's ad kadei kach that the baal bayis will be violent and he'll try to kill the ganav. And that's what sets the ganav off and makes him violent. Right? So clearly they're understanding that the ikar line is the first line. So this is kasha on the Rambam, why he chooses to ignore seemingly the most important part of the chazaka. Everybody with me so far? So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer wants to give a teretz. The Evan Ozel is it's a very popular sefer, but for whatever reason, the usual svaras given from the Evan Ozel are not so accepted. People don't usually like his explanation so much. So you can judge for yourself. But certainly the man, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, was an extremely well-established and well-recognized individual. He was, you've heard of him, I'm sure. He didn't found it. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Slutsk for many years, Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in Slutsk, and then when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he started the Yeshiva Eitz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael as well. And he had a very famous son-in-law named Rav Aaron Kotler, and a very famous nephew named Rav Shach. He was a very well-recognized Rosh Yeshiva. But for whatever reason, his Sefer, which is a multi-volume important work on the Rambam, didn't really find as much favor as other Svarim. There's a very bad yeshivish joke that you probably go to Gehenna for telling. But I'll tell you the joke, just to shame the joke, just to try to illustrate the point. But there's three types of knassos, right? You guys know there's three types of knassos that you pay. There's onus, mafata, and motzi shemra. You familiar with those terms?
Yeah.
Onus means you force the woman, you rape her. Mafata means you seduce her. And motzi shemra is when you're married and you lie about your wife having had an affair. So they said there were three major Rosh Yeshiva before World War II that wrote on the Rambam. One was Begeder Onus, one was Begeder Mefata, and one was Begeder Motzi Shemra. So they said that the Ar Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, he's Begeder Onus. So he says, because his svaras are so good, they're so yosher, that he forces you to accept his pshat in the Rambam. So they said that Rav Chaim Brisker, he was Mefata. His svaras are so sweet that he seduces you into believing his pshat in the Rambam. And they said, and Rabbi Zalman was Motzi Shemra on the Rambam. So Maisa, it's not true. Okay. Rabbi Zalman's Torahs live on, Maisa. So let's take a look.
Who's the first one?
The Ar Sameach, Rabbi Simcha. Yeah. If you tell over the joke, don't say it over my name, please. No.
It's not recorded.
It's not my joke. I just wanted to be clear. I did not make up that joke. I have no tainas on Rav Zalman Meltzer at all. Anyway, So he wants to say the following. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but he wants to say that the kasha on the Gemara that the Rambam probably had was, why do I need a chazaka to say that people will defend their own money? Why is that like something that, oh, the Torah has a whopper of a chiddush? There's a ruba de leisa kaman that people say, people defend their money. Really? I needed the Gemara to teach me that? He says, it's pashut. And he says, so then he says an interesting thing. That's probably what motivated the Ar-Rahman, the Ran, to say verpshat. Meaning, they asked the same kasha. They looked at the Gemara and they said, that's a chiddush? That's pashut. It must be that line means something more. So what does it mean that's more than what you would have thought on your own? No, that people will even be violent to defend their money. That's what it means. That when it comes to defending your home and your property, people will go so far as to kill the ganav. That's what the words ain on a mesam atzmo almono mean. Sorry. Ain on a mamid atzmo almono mean. That's what it means. Not that a guy will just try to stop you, like Rashi seems to say. Can't say that. Because that's obvious. Okay, so that's why the Yad Rahman, the Ran, wanted to say their pshat. He says, Lamaisa, the Rambam, he can't say a pshat like that. He says, that's too big of a chiddush to say that the Balabayas is going to be violent, Shalom Kedin, and therefore the Ganav is going to be violent. That's not where the Rambam wants to go. But the Rambam had the same kasha that they had. So what does the Rambam actually say? He says that Ein Adam Mamed Atzma Mamono is not part of the Chazakah. The Chiddush is the next line. It says Chazakah is the heading for the entire exchange. But the Chazakah is not Ein Adam Mamed Atzma Mamono. It's V'hai Meimar Amar Ikoy La'apoy Katilnale. That's the Chazakah. That's what the Torah needed to come and teach me. Because that, actually, I might not have known on my own. So the fact is, the Torah comes along and says, the ganav will switch to a mode of violence and the potential of murder in order to get the money. That's something that I might not have thought of on my own. And that's the chiddush of the Torah. So Mamela, the Rambam, writes in such a lashon of why did the Torah, was it matter you to kill the Bab Machteres? So he says, Lefi shechezkoso, shim am balabayis, lefan of amono yargenu, the chazak is, meaning the chiddush of the Torah is, that if you try to stop the ganav, he might kill you. And that makes him into rodif. You understand? That's the idea. But the first part of the chazaka is pashut. Everybody would agree with that, no matter what. You don't need the Gemara to come and tell you that. That's the first way he wants to explain the Rambam. He has a second way to explain the Rambam. The second paragraph, chin yirili. So he says maybe that's too much. Maybe I don't want to take the whole first part of the chazaka out of the equation to explain the Rambam. Clearly, the Rambam doesn't view that as very significant because he doesn't quote it. But he says maybe there's another way you could explain the Rambam as well. He says, what's Eino Damamid Atzma Mamono, that's a Chiddush? He says, normally, you know, the old joke, we say, your money or your life, right? Did they still say that when you were a kid? When I was a kid, the line was, your money or your life. Meaning, you put a gun in the guy's back, and you say, give me your money or I'll kill you. Right? So, any normal person will say, okay, take the money. I'll live to make more money. Right? So, but, you know, a few crazy people will say, I'd rather die than have my wallet stolen, whatever. But Lamaisa, what? Right, at least you won't have to know about it. Most people would rather live and lose their money than die and keep their money. So the Rambam is saying that the chazaka ino d'mamen asma mamono means that the chiddush is that a person would actually defend his money. And even to the death, not that he's planning on dying to save his money. That's obviously not true. What it means is that once the guy gets so hyped up to defend his money, he's fighting to the death. And if it comes to it, he is willing to give up his own life to defend his money. And once the ganav knows this, then the ganav comes prepared to kill. Because if the ganav thinks, listen, he'll put up a good fight, but if I give him a good zetz, he's out. He's down for the count, and he's going to back off after that. If he sees that he's not going to win this fight, he'll back down. But the chazaka is that no, people will defend their money ad kedei kach that it might cost them their life. And once the ganav knows this, he has to come prepared for that occasion. And that's what makes him a rodif.
Essentially, both answers, one comes to the ran and one comes to the action.
No, they both work out both ways.
No, but I'm saying the first one's more called Rashi, that he doesn't want to come and kill Chalazal on the Ganav, whereas the second one, that he is wanting, the Balabas doesn't want to kill, which is the Ran.
No. The Rambam clearly does not agree with the Ran and the Adramah. Clearly not.
According to the way Rivers
is answering. No, it's Leharig, not Laharog. He's not planning on killing the guy. He's saying, I will not stop fighting until I'm dead. Doesn't mean that once I have you, I will then kill you. Sure. It means I'm not going to stop. You're going to have to kill me to stop me. To which the ganav responds, okay, I'll kill you. That's the idea.
But can we also just say that Rambam, the reason why he causes chazaka is because he says, even though he comes for dinim moments, why do you go for Yahweh's kingdom for a moment? So why do you have to kill him? Because so you need the head. The head is because of this chazaka that he will kill you. Meaning, he just needs what's the thing that allows you? Meaning, the fact that you will kick him out and then he will... He doesn't want to tell the story. He just wants to say the message of what is the heter. So he doesn't need to recount. And he does mention that first part, that since he made the cheshbon that you won't stop at anything, so therefore he's ready to kill you, so you can kill him. Meaning he's quoting you the reason. Why are you not killing me? He's going to flush him. Because of the chazaka, he will kill you. But he doesn't like...
No, I hear what you're saying. I want to build off that a little bit also. I want to build off that idea. Yeah?
The Rambam doesn't necessarily say that about
Machteres Rodef. This is Kirodef. No, he's like a Rodef. What's the Lashon over there? He's like a Rodef, meaning at that stage he becomes similar to Rodef. No, I want to get started. That's what the next shir is about. We'll hopefully get started on it today, which is, is above Machteres a pure Rodef? Is it a quasi-Rodef? What are exactly the dinim of above Machteres regarding, with regard to Rodef, for sure. But But for now, right, right. The Rambam does not mention such a din concerning the Bava Machteres, and obviously does concerning the road. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara says, if you're yachol atzil becha mevarav and you don't, you're mischayev benasho.
Right? Even by Bava Machteres?
No. He says nothing by Bava Machteres.
Right, I'm saying the Gemara.
The Gemara says it by Rodef.
Doesn't the Bava Machteres have to not be a Rodef? Otherwise, why would you need the extra pasuk?
Right, well, that's a major problem, meaning why do I have two different sources, one for Machteres, one for Rodef? Right? These are all things we have to work out. Okay.
In that case, he's not coming directly. You need the Chiddush to teach you that he's coming to kill you.
Right, right. That's a very important, you know, ha'ara. Again, you remember the difference between a Rodef and a Bava Machteres when caught on video is worlds apart. There's a huge difference. Again, you got to remember, the way a Bava Machteres looks to the casual observer is very incriminating to the Baal HaBayis. Guy walks into your house, the Baal HaBayis sneaks up on him and kills him. Right? That's what happens, essentially, to a Bava Machteres. So it's not going to be a classic case of Rodef, no matter how you slice it. Because the Rodef is chasing you to kill you, and then you turn around and kill him, or someone else comes and kills him. It's clear to everybody why the Rodef got killed. It's not clear to the observer why the Bava Machteres got killed. It's all this behind-the-scenes knowledge. Okay, that being said, the one kasha we never really actually dealt with was why does the Baal HaBayis do this? Meaning, if I was to tell you, listen, this Ganav is going to break into your house. He's going to steal $1,000 worth of stuff. You have the ability to stop him by killing him. Would you do that?
Who says that the Baal HaBayis is going to?
I'm just saying, let's take a poll. Would you kill somebody who was going to steal $1,000 from you? Or would you forego the $1,000?
I mean, I think the issue is maybe like...
I'm asking. Most people I would hope would forego the money, right? Let's say, so that's up the ante to $5,000.
I'm not allowed to kill him because he kept the money, right?
What?
I have to actually be in danger, right?
Again, I'm just asking you a question. Guy's going to rob you, $5,000, but you know you could kill him.
Even if it was a million.
Those are your two options.
I don't know.
Those are your two options. You only have two options.
Even if it was a million.
In reality, you have more than two options.
Wow, you guys are terrible at this game. I asked you a two-part multiple choice question. You chose choice C, D, E, F. I'm saying... What? You're surely going to kill him. You are a 50th degree black belt in mixed martial arts. He is a no degree black belt in getting his face punched. I'm saying. What?
That's what we're asking. I'm sorry. He just wants to know.
It's A or B. Those are your two choices. If you answer C, you fail. So you would kill him? I don't know. I would think that it would take a lot of money for me to agree that I'm going to kill somebody.
I think even $1 million, I'm going to kill him.
I think killing people is easier said than done.
America got Second Amendment and all that.
I've never killed anyone personally. I don't plan on it. I don't plan on killing anybody. There's no questions. It's only two choices. There's only two choices. I don't know. Okay, forget I asked. Forget I asked. Oh my gosh. Anyway, the bottom line is most people, it would have to be a great deal of money for them to agree that they would kill the guy. I think you would. Okay, whatever. We're done. Okay. Question's over. Why did I even bother with that? Because I thought it was going to help. Now, let's try. So the question really is, why is the Torah seemingly on a lower moral level than all of us? Meaning the Torah seems to say, no, everyone's going to stand up and try to save their money. And then it's going to lead to the Ganav becoming a Rodef, and then it's going to lead to you killing him. Why doesn't the Torah command you? The Torah says, no, you should not defend your money, don't stand up for yourself, and just don't kill anybody.
It's not
What? The Torah should say, don't defend your money. The Torah, there's a chazakah. That when a person sees a Gileariah situation, he has a taiva to give in. The Torah says, too bad. I'm saying, like, the Torah says a lot of things that you naturally inclined to do are too bad. Right? Can't the Torah just say, if it's on a really hot day, and it's really, you know, and there's a delicious ice cream stand, but 5 hours ago, you ate one kezias of chicken, which is, you know, basar v'chol of derabanan, maybe in terms of waiting 6 hours and whatever. The Torah says, too bad. I don't care what your natural inclination is. Oh, my gosh. Stop it already. What? The point is, the Torah doesn't have a problem telling you that when you really, really want something, you can't have it. The Torah has no problem with that. Why here does the Torah say you can try to save, you should try, or you will try to save your money, and instead of just hiding under the bed, letting the guy steal what he came to steal, and then you end up killing the guy because there's a chazakah that you want to save your money. What's up with that? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
There's nothing inherently wrong with saving your money.
There's nothing inherently wrong with eating ice cream either. Saying under the circumstances that it's going to cause. No, do not. Answer the question with an answer.
The Torah can say the same thing. The normal way is always going to be no matter what the Torah says to kill the guy.
We don't make provisions for that. You know what? The guy has. Yeah, I'll give you a great example of the provisions we say. So the guy gives in, he commits Gileariah. So then we say, now, okay, so you had an affair, go marry the girl. We say, fakir, there's now an Isra Baal, Isra Baal, divorce your own wife, and never talk to this woman again either. I'm saying we don't make provisions for Avaryonim in that sense.
No, but it's basically the same.
There's one case, Ishus Yifas Torah, maybe.
It's like a Rodev. Rodev's son is somebody who's not following the Torah. So all you need is for the Ganav to assume not to follow the Torah, whether you do or don't. All we need in this case is the Ganav has to assume that since most people don't follow the Torah, you're not going to follow the Torah, whether it's true or not. And because of that, he's coming to kill you now.
Right. So I think that works better within the Aramaz Svar. We'll get back to that. But for starters,
I think the issue is maybe he'll, like, you can't just hide under your bed because you think maybe he'll like see you and then he'll attack you. So you should take it.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the only time this guy's going to get violent if you really try to stop him.
Well, there's a chazakah that you will that people do stop you. So if he sees you, he'll attack you.
What?
Doesn't mean you're going to try and kill the guy. Like Rashi said, you're going to try and stop the guy.
Right, so just let the Torah command me not to stop him.
Yeah, but there's a chazakah that...
So, guys, so here's the thing. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain the following way.
Also, if you let him, then people will just rattle it, right?
Yeah, what do you want to...
Well, Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain the following way. He was saying it's different. He's saying that the chazakah that people will not stand by to get their stuff stolen is not the classic Ruba Delesa Kaman. It's not a rove. It's not saying that this is what most people will do. It's actually telling you that the Torah recognizes the rights of the balabayas to defend his property. That's the idea. It's a chiddush. So the chazakah is a chiddush. The chazakah of Einan Imam and Asma Mono is not saying this is what most people will do. Obviously, this is what most people will do. But the kasha is, just because that's what most people will do doesn't make it right. No, when the Gemara says chazakah, you remember I told you yesterday, chazakah means a lot of different things in different places. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say the chazakah here is the Torah allows the Baal HaBayis and tells him that this is within your natural rights of owning property to defend your property. You don't have to think about what's going to happen next. Anything that happens after this is the fault of the ganav who tried to take your property. Like, that's along the lines of the Yad Ramah, right? You don't have to say to yourself, what's going to be the totsah of me trying to defend my property? You have the right, and not obligation, but you have the right to defend your property from this ganav. And because you tried to stop the ganav, then the ganav wants to kill you. So, but that is completely on the ganav. Meaning he has no right to be breaking into your house, and you have every right to be defending your property.
So why can't a son kill the...
No one said a son can't kill the father. That's just a question of whether or not he's a rodef.
Hang on.
It's just a question of whether or not he's a rodef. Hold off on that for a second. Everybody understands what I'm talking about here? The chazakah of Einan Imam Asma Mamono is a right that the Torah gives you, not a statement about what you will do. That's how he wants to learn it. And if you say it like that, so it makes perfect sense why the Rambam doesn't really include it. Because the Rambam is talking about why is the Ganav killed. He skips the first step of Ein Adam Asma Mamona because that's the person's God-given right. That's irrelevant to the question of why the guy's a Rodef. The Ganav is a Rodef because of this right. But it's not that that's what made him into a Rodef. You understand what I'm saying? The Torah never entertains the possibility or the requirement for you to hide under the bed. So that's out of the equation. The Gemara was just saying that you have the right to defend your property. That is, in fact, a chiddush, but it's not relevant to the Rambam's question of why is this guy a Rodef? He didn't come to kill you. The answer is, yes, he did, based on all of the previously understood information of the way the world is supposed to work. You understand? And that works also within Rashi very well, and it answers the question in general of why the Gemara includes it in the Chazakah if it's not really what makes the guy into a Rodef. What makes the guy into the Rodef is the second line, not the first line.
So both the Rambam and the Adorama say that it starts with the Baal Bayis, right?
Meaning the Rambam is saying that the Ganav knows the Baal Bayis is going to defend himself. Right? That's what starts. That's where the Radifa starts. He knows he's going to defend himself. Right? So Yad Ramah is saying that the Ganav fears for his own life from this defense. The Rambam doesn't say that. He says, like Rashi in that regard, that he just wants the money and therefore he's willing to kill for it.
Oh, and he's saying the Baal Bayis wants the stuff and he's willing to kill for it. I mean, they're both willing to kill for the stuff, never on a life, right?
The Yad Ramah is saying that the Baal Bayis is willing to kill to save his money. And the Ganav knows this, and the Ganav is therefore going to try to kill the Baal Bayis first.
Rambam's saying they're both trying to kill each other first.
No, Ram doesn't have the Baal Bayis trying to kill anybody. The Rambam would be grouped much more together with Rashi than with the Yad Ramah. Saying, just the only thing I brought in the Rambam for was either because, just to point out that he doesn't hold the first line of the Chazakah is part of what makes the guy into a Rodef. That's the idea.
But he does maintain the Baal Bayis has the right to kill the Ganav, right?
Everyone agrees. That's what the Mishnah says. So that's what the Pasuk says in Chumash. Saying nobody can disagree with that.
I thought yesterday we said what Rashi was saying is because he's going to protect his stuff, and the Ganav, but he's not going to try to kill the Ganav. He's going to try to protect the Ganav. Is now going to bring a weapon because he wants stuff badly enough that he'll kill the Baal Bayis.
Right.
But now we're not saying that.
We are saying that.
We are.
I thought we were saying now the Baal Bayis can actually kill the Ganav first before even the Ganav tries to kill the Baal Bayis.
That's true.
That's always true. That's always been true. But it's because of this unspoken exchange. Meaning, that's why I keep saying this thing with the video. In the video, the Ganav didn't do anything besides try to rob the house. But there's this unspoken exchange between the Ganav and the Baal Bayis that the Ganav is coming to kill under the circumstances that the Baal Bayis tries to defend his stuff.
Even if the Ganav is divided, he's certainly unarmed.
No, that's what the Gemara says later. You guys do the on bottom of Ayin Beis. It says, Zorcha Hashem Ishalov, Dam Im Lo. Right? If the sun shines on him, then he has blood, meaning you may not kill him. Right? And it says, Im Bar Lecha Kashemesh, Sheyesh Lo Shalom Imcha, Al Tahargeyu. If it's clear to you, like the sun, that he is not going to kill you, then you may not kill him. That's clear. That's obvious.
So the
problem with Bob Machter is most cases are not so clear.
But in the end, you can't kill because of your stuff or because of your life, right?
You can't. The only reason you're allowed to kill is because this person is a threat to your life. Uh-huh. How did he become a threat to your life? That's what we're having this whole argument about. How did he get there? Right? That's the only discussion we're having.
Right, but it's not a God-given right to protect the stuff. It's a God-given right to protect his life.
No, it is a God-given right to protect your stuff, thereby putting your life at risk and giving you the right to kill it. That's the idea. Yeah. If you didn't have the God-given right to protect your stuff, then you should hide under the bed and say, steal my stuff, I don't want to kill anybody. You can still do that, but like...
So then, doesn't the same question we asked before apply? Meaning, if so, why doesn't Targ say that you can kill him? And then the Ganif will know that he can't be killed, and no one will have to kill anybody.
Right, so the answer is because Hashem says, no, you have the right to protect your property. Consequences irrelevant. That's not your cheshbon. The Ganav should think about that before he breaks into your house, not you think of that before you protect your property. That's the idea. Yeah?
Can we say that it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a God-given right to protect yourself?
can it just be like I've seen enough movies where like even if the guy is hiding under the bed, and the robbers come in, they'll still like if they see someone.
But that's not what the Gemara says. I'm trying to explain the Gemara. I'm saying you might be right, but I'm just trying to explain the Gemara. The Gemara gives you a set of circumstances within which the Rishonim are working, and that's what we're trying to explain. The Gemara says the guy, the whole reason for the violence is the guy is going to fight back. So within that, that's what we're trying to understand.
Right, but he fights back. I'm saying the reason why the Torah didn't make the halacha that you have to hide under your bed is because that wouldn't work. And then the whole violence thing starts.
Maybe, but that doesn't seem to be the way where the Gemara is starting from. Okay.
How are the Adam and the Rambam? I'm sorry, listening. How are the Adam and the Rambam different?
They differ in the sense that the Yad Ramah basically makes it into the Baal HaBayis' fault that the violence started, because he himself is prone to be violent and kill the Ganef. Therefore, the Ganef comes to kill as well.
So according to the Yad Ramah, we assume he's going to kill the Ganef even if the Ganef is unarmed?
No. No one assumes
only
that.
Only the Ganef is armed. Isn't that the same as the Ramah?
No.
We don't know whether the
Ganef is armed. The Yad Ramah basically says that the Ganef fears for his life when he enters the house, and therefore he himself comes to kill. According to the Rambam and Rashi, the Ganef doesn't fear for his life. He has an objective of stealing, and he's willing to kill to do it. That's the difference. Okay. So guys, with this in mind, I want to try to get started on the next topic, which is the chilek between Bav Machteres versus Rodef. But before that, we want to just deal with the question from yesterday that we never spoke out. A lot of guys were talking about it, though. It's a very important question. Major kasha against the Yad Ramah and the Ran, right? Which is the following cheshbon. It's a classic cheshbon here that doesn't work out well for the Yad Ramah and the Ran. The Gemara said, on the bottom of Ayin Bezim and Aleph, going over to Ayin Bezim and Beis, that if a father is robbing a son, and you're unsure as to whether or not the father will kill the son, so the son may not defend himself by killing the father. Again, if the ganef, the Baba Machteris, is a father, the son may not sneak up on him and kill him because the aforementioned cheshbon does not apply. Because the cheshbon normally is, if he gets up to try to stop me, I'll kill him, and therefore he can kill me first. Right? That cheshbon does not apply to a father robbing a son, because the cheshbon is, if he gets up and tries to stop me, I will not kill him, I'll run away. You understand? I'm willing to steal from my son, I'm not willing to kill my son. And therefore the son cannot kill the father, because the father is not coming to kill the son. Hang on. However, if a son is robbing the father may kill the son. Why? Because we assume the son would kill the father if the father tried defending himself, and therefore the father has the right to kill the son. That's the Gemara. We clear on that? That's the Gemara. Yeah.
According to like the Lashon and the Gemara, can you say that the cases are reversed, where it's the when the son comes to kill the father, like that's the one where you're not allowed to kill?
No, I mean,
anyway,
no.
How do you know which kind is going on, which?
And that's how everybody learns it. I don't know.
According to the Yad Ramah, maybe he...
No, he doesn't. Look in the Yad Ramah there. He doesn't change it around. But the kasha is as follows. Really, according to the Yad Ramah, in both cases, nobody should be allowed to kill anybody. Why? Let's say, take the case where you are allowed to kill. The son comes to kill from the father. What's the whole cheshbon of the ganef? The ganef thinks as follows. If I come into the house, the Baal HaBayis is going to try to kill me, and therefore I can kill him. I'm going to kill him. And since that's true, the Baal HaBayis can just jump the gun and kill the Bav Machteres. But who's robbing whom? The son is robbing the father. So the whole thing gets started because the son thinks as follows. If I go into my father's house and try to steal from him, he's going to kill me. And therefore, I'm going to come ready to kill him first. But that's not the cheshbon falls apart right then and there. You understand? If the cheshbon is that the Baal HaBayis will even kill the ganef to defend his property, it's not true. If by a case where the father is the ganef, he won't kill the son, kal v'chomer if the father is Baal HaBayis, he won't kill the son. Meaning, if we're dealing with a rotten kid, so the father won't kill him. When we're dealing with a rotten father who's a ganef, we still say he's going to be merciful to his son, So Kal v'chomer, when we're dealing with a nice father who's just a Baal Bais, he's not going to kill his son. So the son is not going to make that cheshbon. And then Mamelu, the father, won't be allowed to kill the son because the son won't come to be violent.
What about when the son's about to boss and the father knows, oh, he'll kill me. Well, can we still say the father's going to kill the son?
No, we say that the father will run away.
Yeah. In both cases, it shouldn't be allowed.
Correct. According to the way the Ran and the Adramah learn, it should never work. This is a very strong kasha.
Do they ask it?
I haven't seen it asked.
No, in the Adramah,
he himself. No, he doesn't ask it on himself. I once got a teretz. You know, it's a Baal Bat Shateretz, but it might work. There's a difference between a cheshbon and a reaction. That's the idea. Meaning the ganef is the one who makes the cheshbon. The ganef, he's planned his robbery, he's dug his tunnel, he's ready to go. So therefore, he thinks to himself, what's going to be if the Baal Bais wakes up and spots me? What am I going to do? Whereas the Baal Bais wakes up, he, even in the case that the Gemara is describing, where the Baal Bais knows who the ganef is, he sees him on a security camera or whatever, he sees him face to face, still, the Baal Bais is not thinking with a cheshbon, he's reacting. So since the Baal Bais, when the Baal Bais is the son against the father, so the father has already thought out, listen, I'm trying to steal from my son. If he wakes up and tries to stop me, I'm out of here. You know, he's already made that cheshbon. Masha'ein came, when the son is the ganav, the father has not thought this through. So it's possible that in a fit of rage against his son or a fit of anger that he's so disappointed with the fact that his son is stealing from him, he might in fact try to kill the son and defend his property, in which case the son may kill him. No, that's talking about when the father is robbing the son and he's thought it through already. So Zarchal of Hashemesh is talking about that the son sees it's the father clearly. And he knows his father. Meaning, remember, we're only talking about an Estam case where it's not clear. If it was clear that the father would kill the son or vice versa, then all bets are off. This is only talking about a Estam case where you don't know, but you know who it is. Right? Stam father will not kill the son. Stam son might kill the father. That's the idea. So that's one answer you could give to try to defend the Yad Ramah's position. You know, you could think of something, but it is a very strong kasha. Yeah?
I have a way of saying at least that one of the cases worked that for the Yad Ramah. Although when the father comes into the house, if the father comes into the house, so the son is going to try to protect his stuff forever to kill the father. And then the father's case is the father's robbing his son. Maybe we say that in this specific case, the father's actually robbing his son. So in this specific case, it's not like a stepfather that he loves his son. In this case, he's stealing from his son. So maybe he's actually going to go so far as to kill his son.
But we said there.
But it's the opposite. No. Meaning the rotten father will not kill his son. The rotten father, the ganav,
right,
he's not going to kill his son. Kal v'chomer, the Baal Bais. What did the Baal Bais father do wrong? He went to sleep? Saying he's the tzaddik ador.
The only question you can make is the following: that when the son comes to the house, the father question is, "Oh, my son isn't going to worry about killing me, so therefore he's a rotif right now, so I can kill him." I mean, it's not
right, but that's not the cheshbon of the Adramah.
Right, but that because that's in a normal case. Meaning, really, the father's going to kill him, but he cheshbons from the ganav itself.
Right, but because he could then cheshbon. But if that's true, then you just changed around the other case. You understand why? Meaning, if that's the cheshbon that the father, who's the Baal Bais, makes, that could also be the cheshbon that the ganav makes. Is that clear?
No, sorry.
Think about it.
No, but like you said, he can run away.
If the father, the Baal Bais, says to himself, well, my son is going to kill me, so I'll kill him first, so too the father, the ganav, would think the same thing.
Because there also the father's the one attacking you, so you can run away. Whereas here, the father's being
attacked. Nah, he'll run out of the house, or he'll hide under the bed. I don't know. It's not a question of closed quarters versus open quarters. Who's closer to the door? Saying like it's the cheshbon. You know, it's the same cheshbon every time. So you could say active versus reactive, proactive versus reactive, maybe. But I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know. Okay, let's leave that aside and go back to what we were saying before. Some of the discussion in terms of what is the status of Bab Machteres vis-a-vis Rodef. So we already saw in the Lashon of the Rambam, that Bav Machteres is a din rodif, right? That's the Lashon the Rambam used. However, there are some differences between the Rambam's discussion of rodif versus the Rambam's discussion of Bav Machteres. For starters, we mentioned some of them earlier. What were some of the chilukim? Right. So we said, well, for starters, just to start in order, right? In the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav of Hilchas Rotzeach says that there's a mitzvah saseh for anyone to kill a rodef in order to save the nirdaf. What? First he says to kill, right? In order to save the nirdaf. And then he writes in Halacha Tes Vav, if you didn't do it, so not only did you lose out on your chance to do a mitzvah saseh, you also violated two lo saseis. So there's three mitzvahs d'oraisa that are, you know, violated when someone does not save the nirdaf and by killing or stopping the rodef, as we said, right? So, but whereas by the Rambam's lashon, I think it was in Halacha Zayin, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Geneva, where he wrote that it's a reshus. It's a reshus for the balabayas, and it's a reshus b'chol adam to kill the bab machteres, but it's not a mitzvah. That's a major difference, right? Another difference you just mentioned, the Rambam doesn't mention the din of yochel lahatzel b'echad me'ivarev. Doesn't mention the din of trying to stop the rodef, trying to stop the bab machteres by injuring him in some way. Or just containing him. Doesn't say that. By a rodef, the Gemara says clearly, and the Rambam paskins this way, if you could have stopped the rodef by simply containing him, and instead you killed him, you are a murderer. That's what the Rambam says outright, paskins straight out of the Gemara. Masha'en kein, by Bab Machteres, we don't make that cheshbon. We don't say that you have to try to stop him, be'echad me'varav. So that's why many want to say that the din of Bab Machteres is a little bit different than the din of Rodef in that sense, and they're not learned out one from the other. You hear what I'm saying so far? It's pretty straightforward. Okay. So I wanted to argue that it's not the same thing, and that really Bab Machteres and Rodef are pretty much the same din, and the chilukim that we drew are not indicative of the ikar halacha of Bab Machteres versus Rodef. That in fact, all of the halachas of Rodef and Bab Machteres are pretty much the same. And how so? So it just goes back to the same idea that we keep saying, that if you take a video of a Rodef versus a video of Bab Machteres, they look completely different. Right? The Rodef is trying to kill somebody, Bab Machteres is trying to rob somebody. It's a completely different set of circumstances. But in Achinami, if it would ever get to the point where the Bab Machteres would actually become a Rodef, then of course the Rambam would say all regular dinim of Rodef apply. Meaning, if the Balabais actually confronts the Rodef, and if the Balabais is then put under threat of his life by the Rodef, by the Bab Machteres, then, of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for anyone and everyone to kill this Bab Machteres. And if they don't do it, they violated all the dinim that we spoke of before. And of course, in addition, there's a chiyuv lahatzilo me'echad me'ivarev. There's a chiyuv to try to stop him by harming him, not by killing him. That is obvious. Why doesn't the Rambam record any of this? Because he's talking about a case where you, the Baal HaBayis, are preempting all of this by killing the Rodef first, before he actually becomes a Rodef. You're killing a potential Rodef. But the Chiddush of Bab Machteres is that the Torah gives him that potential and actualizes it to the extent that you don't actually have to go through the motions.
He's a pre-Rodef.
But of course, if the situation would play out, it's not that there's a totally separate area of dinim. So when the Rambam says he's like a rodef now, it doesn't mean that the dinim of Bab Machteres and the dinim of rodef are different and they're coming from two different categories of halach. The only chiddush of Bab Machteres is that we treat him like a rodef before he actually does a redifa. You understand? That's the only chiddush above machteres. But ein achinami, all the regular halachas are the same. It's just the question of, do we jump the gun or not? So we give the guy the right to jump the gun. By a regular rodef, there's no such thing as jumping the gun because you don't know he's a rodef until he starts chasing you. You understand? But in Achinami, if anybody could stop the rodef, they would stop the rodef. So why does the Rambam say it's only a rishus and not a mitzvah? It's pretty poshut, no? Why do you think? Because he's not yet a rodef. And there is that area of doubt that maybe he won't actually try to kill you. Now, you don't have to worry about that in your hanhaga, but that doesn't automatically turn it into a mitzvah. And if you don't kill him, so you didn't necessarily violate any averos, because you might not have been doing anything wrong. It's like saying if something might be not kosher and you eat it, so you automatically violated certain averos. That's not true. You may have violated an avera, you may not have violated an avera. We don't know, right? You know, students of mine sometimes ask me, they say, oh, is such and such a place kosher? So I say to them, I certainly hope so, because many from people eat there, but it does not have hashgacha, right? I'm saying, like, hopefully they're not violating any serum. Just because a place doesn't have hashgacha.
Like DJs.
What? DJs does have hashgacha. Yeah. I mean, not the pork and pastrami sandwiches, but I'm saying the ice cream does, yeah. So the... No. It has hashgacha. So you could see it in the...
It would be assumed if they didn't.
Oh, okay. No, you don't have to go in. It's outside. Whatever. Okay, Lamaise, it has. It has. Okay. And there are many places that Jewish people go that do not have hashgacha. So that doesn't mean that they're all eating treif. Hopefully they're eating kosher. Right? So it's the same thing. It would not be a din of saving them from an isser automatically to stop them. You might be, you might not be. So that's the shot with the Bav Machteres. Are you killing a rodef? You might be, you might not be. The Torah tells you you're allowed to, but it's not going to automatically make it a mitzvah until the guy is a proven rodef.
Right, so I didn't understand the consensus of why there's no mitzvah, etc. But then why do we scrap the din of l'hatza and echel mevar?
Well, that's, I would say, because the ein achinami, all the dinim of rodef apply even then. It doesn't mean you just have to go over to him and kill him.
No,
the
Rambam... No,
no, so what I'm telling you is, the Rambam is telling you, not that those dinim don't apply. The Rambam is focused on the chiddush of a pre-rodef. The Rambam is telling you that when it comes to this area of halacha, you don't have to worry that you're wrong. That's what he's focused on. He's not focused on telling you the ins and outs of when how you should kill and what you should do. Of course, it never push it. That when you kill the Bav Machteres, you should try to do so, or not when you kill, when you stop the Bav Machteres, you should try to do so without killing him. But since the whole thing is a great unknown, so we're not going to go so far as to say, you must do it this way, otherwise you're Mischayeh B'Nafshecha. Right? Because the whole Yisod of Bav Machteres is, we don't know anything.
Even more so, by the road, if we violate him, he wants to kill you, and still we say, don't kill him.
No, because his cards are on the table. We see what he's trying to do, and we can make the cheshbon properly.
So
Bav Machteres, we're pre...
We're more than the rodef.
He can be more than the rodef just because of the mitzias.
No, meaning I'm saying he can't be more than the rodef in terms of... The rodef, he wants to kill you for sure, so you can't want to kill more, right? So if anything here, it's a bit of suffering, but we still see no...
I'll give you more another example. Some Rishonim say, hopefully we'll get a chance to see them, some Rishonim say that there's a mitzvah to kill a rodef b'sayef, a rodef achar chaver lehorgo. There's a mitzvah dafka to kill him by the sword in order to be mekayim the din that a rotzeach is killed by the sword. So like almost that's how they hack up whether or not there's a din onesh, a din hatzala. All right, we'll talk about that, right? So by the Bav Machteres, they don't say that. So why is it? Why is that so? So
not by the rotzeach.
Right, so I would argue because... Not because it's a totally different din. Because he hasn't shown himself of being a rotzeach, and therefore I can't definitively tell you that you're doing anything better by killing him with a sword.
Right, so I was going to say, if anything, if already, but he's definitely trying to kill you, you still say try not to kill him. So here, when we're not even sure, so how much more so you should try not to kill him?
No, but that's my point. It's not true. It's not true. That's a nice kal v'chomer, but it doesn't play out. Just like you should say, well... If the guy is a vadai rotseach, so you should kill him with, let's say I'm going to kill him with a sword, which is a more kal nisa than skila. So let's say I have a choice. I can push him off the roof, which is a kiyum in skila, or I can chop his head off, which is a kiyum in saif. Right? So a vadai should try to kill him with the sword. If when there's a rodef mamish, I have to try to kill him with the sword if I can, and not push him off the roof because that's an inappropriately harsh punishment. So kal vachomer, bab machteres, I should push him off the roof and not kill him with the sword.
What?
No?
No.
Because it's an inappropriately harsh punishment. Meaning, worst case scenario, if the bab machteres is a rodef, he's lo gara from an actual rodef, right. So I should then, the bedavka, try to kill him with the most kal misa possible. I should even just choke him. I should try to do chenek. You know? I shouldn't do skila.
Even by rid of, there's no din you have to.
No, but lecharchila, there should at least be a din that lecharchila, I should try to give him the misa hakala.
But
what I'm saying is, the Ran says it by a rodef, he should also say it by b'machteres. Why doesn't he say b'machteres? So you can be medayik, it's an unrelated din, it's totally different. Or you can just say push it, because the guy has not shown what he is, so we don't have to take any of those liberties. Yeah?
I'm saying, according to the Rambam, even like according to this, you'd come at it, if you could have...
Bein l'kula, bein l'chum.
If you have shot him in the leg, and you didn't, you shot him in the head, then you wouldn't have had the nafshay, where if you would be.
Correct.
Which is, sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, but given the circumstances, it plays out better.
The worst thing he could possibly be is a murderer.
I understand what you're saying, but that's a technical din. Once he's proven to be a murderer, you treat him like a murderer. When he is the great unknown, you don't know what to do with him. Then you just treat him however. You don't treat him worse or better. You get the job done. The whole chiddush of Bab Machteres is to get the job done. That's the idea.
But if
If you know bevados, that's what I started off by saying. If you know bevados, then you can stop him. Let's say you're a super fighter, secret agent man, whatever, and you can stop anyone from doing anything. So of course there's a din that even by Bab Machteres. The point is, by Bab Machteres, of course you're mischayev benafsho if you do that. He doesn't say anything because he's focused in on the whole chiddush of Bab Machteres being that there's something called a pre-rodef. That's all. Well, of course all the regular dinim of Hilchas Rotzeach apply. No question.
Yes, they do.
No, they do apply, but not the din of killing Besayef. Rambam doesn't mention it. Correct, but my point is the reason the Rambam doesn't bring it up is that here he's focused on this Nakuda, which is the great unknown. He's not going to bring in the issue of the great unknown when it comes to these things.
Right, but I'm saying, we still have all the regular din.
Correct, but the point is, it's not your responsibility to be Mavara that Metzias. If the Metzias is Boro Lefanecha, you can stop him, of course.
I thought we said that you don't have dinner of the house of Mechal Gvar.
No, it's not that like you have a gun aimed at his leg.
Right.
And
no,
then
fine,
you like
fine.
You're like, ah, forget the leg, I'll go for the head.
Right.
No, that's not what it means. What I'm saying is,
right,
don't bother aiming for the leg.
Right.
Don't drive yourself crazy to aim for the leg because you're dealing with the great unknown, that's all. As opposed to a rodef, if you're dealing with a known factor. You know exactly what his weapons are, you know what he's going to do, you know everything. Then you have assessed the situation as such. The chiddush here is that he's a pre-rodef.
I'm not really sure when someone's chasing you, you're going to try and aim for the leg. You just shoot.
So that's not called. That's not called yochol lahatzila
becha neighbor. Right, right.
Okay.
So I'm saying that it's just a different decision. It's just being inside the rodef case that you can, you catch him now, have to kill him with it. No. Let's say for argument's sake, you have to do lahatzila and lahatzila right in both cases.
Right. Yeah. So no, if it's obvious to you, whenever it's Boro Lefanecha,
you see him standing there, and shoot his leg, don't shoot him in the head. But if you don't have a choice, in both cases...
The point is that you have the right to stop above Machteres.
Right.
Have to make too many cheshbonos. The cheshbonos are made in advance. That's the idea.
Right.
By a rodef, everything is clear.
Right.
In other words, that's the whole point.
The case that way. But if someone's chasing you, you react. You don't.
That's cool. That's part of the clarity of the situation as well.
Right. I'm saying.
There's
enough green in this.
Getting hung up in semantics.
No, but I thought you said there's no din of the Hatzim of Mavar. That's why.
There's a din when it's Boro Lefanecha. That's all. Everything, but that's
like
what the Gemara says already.
It's the same my book.
No, but the point is, whatever. There is a difference. It's not happening for today. All right. Whatever. Nice. We have to institute some lecture time to the shir. Has to be some lecture time as well.